the cost benefit of analysis of this of doing nothing works out about 11 to 12 million euros worth of damage in the short instance, and that means 500,000 worth of B&B spend down to 250. It means 2 million of income for the caravan park down to 1, and it means 110,000 from surfing income down to 55. And that all means Strandhill's going backwards, and really we want to be seeing Strandhill protected and going forward. Clare County Council and a number of councils on the coastline have been excellent at drawing down this type of funding for coastal protection works. Strandhill can't be left behind, it shouldn't be left behind, and we're fully 100% in support of the measures within Option 2, and the SCDA have written to Sligo County Council to advise as such.
So as it relates to the group's grievances with outgoing councillor Shane Maguire, you're effectively accusing her of not reading or understanding that report, is that right?
What I'm saying is that if this report was understood, this report has been in draft format for the last 2 years. It was published a number of weeks ago after pressure from Deputy Frank Feehan and also Councillor Tom McSherry. And if this was fully understood, it would be crystal clear that some of the concerns that were raised are actually not that are not issues to be concerned with, particularly the access on the northern side of the beach and the soft engineering solutions that are required on the southern end. Ultimately, this was an 80,000, almost 80,000 euro report produced by some of the top engineers in this country, coastal engineers, and they've recommended that these measures are needed to protect the village of Strandhill because the cost-benefit of analysis of not doing so are very negative for the area.
So why would Councillor Maguire seemingly go on this solo run without consulting or getting the views of the group that she is part of?
Yeah, well, look, that's not for me to explain why. I can only represent the voice of the committee that I'm on, that we've been working on for the last number of years. There are concerns within the village and within the wider space around Rock Armour. I understand those. I think an awful lot of people do. But I think that this report is the science. This report is the engineering expertise that is needed, and it can't be argued with. And ultimately, we've waited long enough for action on this particular part of the beach, as the beach has washed into the ocean. Urgent caution and taking more time will only lead to more loss. There's been a long time of debate around the benefits of rock armour whilst it's been there for the last 20, 30 years. This is a small section of the beach that needs to be protected to protect that northern side of the beach. And, you know, I think the time for debate on it is long over. The damage has been done. It's time to move on. And we're glad and we're happy to see that that report has been adopted and that this report is now going to go to the OPW. And we'll be seeking support from our national representatives to draw down this funding as quick as possible.